Hello, this is Florence Carmella and James Patrick of the Forum Celebrity Podcast. And we're here to give you an update on the Alec Baldwin rush shooting that took the life of Helena Hutchins. But before we give you our latest updates, we wanted to thank you for all the views that you guys have given us with our updates that we had done earlier this year and last year. You guys really seem to like them. So without further ado, James has some really good tidbits to share with everybody.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for all of your support. And as many of you know, we're not politically based. We want the truth. That's it. We deal with facts. I personally am not an Alec Baldwin fan in any way, but I want the truth. We want facts. This is why when we do our research, that's what it's based on. Most people, it seems today, at least half of Americans, just they go by their bias, and that's not who we are. So if that's what you want, we're not the place. We're here for the truth. So anyway, some things that we found out is that some things that most people aren't really talking about. Scott Rasmussen was the guy that was hired to do the rust, to be the rust armorer and also help out with the prop master. And he was hired and they blew him off. Now, I've talked to many actors who say there's an old saying in Hollywood, hurry up and wait. Because that's what happens is that you could be hired for a job and you'll never hear from them again. I mean, it's just the most ridiculous situations I've ever seen. But he wasn't contacted, so he thought, okay, well, I guess. And in today's world, that's how people communicate, seems like. If you don't hear from me, that means no. Well, you should tell them no. But anyway, Scott Rasmussen said he thought they just got someone cheaper. 10 days into the filming of Rust, Scott was called and they said, can you come? We want to hire you again. And he said, boy, do I have to do both jobs? There's no way I'd want to do it. There was rumors that there was problems on set, that it just was kind of crazy and haphazard. And he declined to do it. So they kept Hannah Reed, the 24-year-old who just got convicted of involuntary manslaughter, as the prop assistant, as well as the armorer. And emails came out that not much was said about. The LA Times released them, and I didn't see a lot of podcasts or anybody really talking about it. It's very telling on the set and how things were. Gabriel Pickle was the line producer, and she was emailing Hannah and complaining that she was taking too much time with being an armorer and not enough time helping out with props. She did this as an assistant to Sarah Zachary, who was the prop master, and they kept complaining. They said, you got to take more times with props. You're spending too much time. Hannah Gutierrez-Reed responded and said, armory, the weapons are the most important thing I have to deal with. So that's, I have to do this job and I have to do it right. Well, what ended up happening is they kind of stayed on her. They kind of questioned her about dealing with some of the kids. Are you taking care of things? Blah, blah, blah. They were pretty hard on her. Let's be real. Scott probably was going to get a lot more money. So she was cheap labor. And it just blew me away, their mentality and how flippant they were. Now, there's 7 producers on the film and 6 production companies. Another thing that we had discussed last time is how in the world can her husband do a settlement when his wife was killed on set? And the reasoning is that that's why these smaller movies, these independent movies, have production companies. And it's almost purely that they cannot get sued unless the movie is finished. So what ended up happening is they did a deal. He would be the producer and they would finish the film. And the son would be getting between 18 and 22 years of age, would get a settlement yearly. Now, this really upset Helena's family, who did a separate lawsuit. They're from the Ukraine, and it doesn't look like that's going to go anywhere. So that's very upsetting. So and we were very hard on him. We were like, how in the world your wife gets shot and now you're a producer? So, but that's the reason why. So a lot of people haven't really talked about that much because it does look pretty bad. So that's the reasoning there. Also, why didn't Baldwin... I don't like him. He's a narcissist in my mind. He had a plea deal all set up last year, the same deal that Dave Hall took.
Yes.
I don't get it.
I don't either. Apparently, he didn't give a response. They wanted to give him the same deal. He could have walked away, very lenient. Basically, he could have just gone on with his life, but he did not respond. And yeah, so they took it away. They took it off the table and they said, we have enough to go forward. And that's where we are now.
Yes, he just wouldn't respond. And I have to be honest with you, his legal team, the dumbest thing he did was go on national TV and talk about the movie. The first thing you do when you're in a legal case, not that I've been in a lot, sued a lot, but when you're in a legal case is you keep your mouth shut. You don't say anything. But the thing about narcissistic personalities is they hate being found out. They hate being found to be wrong, can't admit mistakes. And he would bristle whenever they would say, well, why didn't you do that? Why did you pull the trigger? I never pulled the trigger.
Stephanopoulos that.
Yeah.
On TV.
So he's doing lies. And of course he pulled the trigger. He didn't want to hurt her. I mean, let's not get crazy. He didn't want to hurt her, but he did pull the trigger. So it's just his weirdness and his irresponsibility of not taking care of this. I would have just took a plea deal. And you walk away. I think it was mischief. I forget.
A misdemeanor.
Something. A misdemeanor, mischief, some sort of thing. Now, another thing that really bothered me a lot is that there was a lot of rumors that there was just flippant stuff going on. They had the speed of filming was out of control. Everything was, we got to get this done. And a lot of actors and other people, prop masters of other companies have said, and armorers have said, this is the way some of these films are filmed. And it's not hours or days, it's minutes, literally. They will just go from scene to scene to scene. Everything's haphazard. And this is the kind of situation that really isn't governed much. They can't get sued. They have a production company. It forces you to help make the film so you can get any type of money back. So it's almost like a mini scam. I mean, it's just really, I don't know, Florence, maybe I'm being too cynical and harsh on this. What do you think?
Oh, I definitely think it was a recipe for disaster. I mean, they were just at this point playing Russian roulette. There seemed to have been so many things going on that set with Hannah. I had heard also Alec during the safety classes, because they have to do safety classes, that he was on the phone, he was outside. I don't know if all of that is true, but again, these are things that have been updated in the press and in the news. And I do think that Hannah was a scapegoat, even though, again, I know that was her job, and I'm not saying that she didn't have any responsibility. I do agree Alec Baldwin does carry some responsibility, being that not only was he the one who pulled the trigger, and he clearly pulled the trigger, but also he was a producer. And as a producer, it's not just having your name, you know, in the movie credits. I mean, it's a real job. It's a real responsibility. And I think after this, Hollywood will look at things differently. At least I hope so. As far as the safety of their people, they should.
Now they have. I've read a lot of things where they've used a lot of CGI. Some say, well, it doesn't look as real. Well, I don't care as long as it's safe. I don't want live ammo anywhere near any guns. Mm-hmm. Most of these actors do not know how to handle guns. It's very basic for them. So we need to be at the utmost of safety. No one should ever die filming a stupid movie. I'm sorry. So I don't care what the reasons or whatever. No one should die filming a movie. This brings me back to the Twilight Zone movie where little kids were at 11 at night or whatever it was, were killed with Vic Morrow in a helicopter accident and nothing happens. It just blows me away that Hollywood is still run so irresponsibly this way. These lives do matter, but our obsession with money and greed, it again costs another life to me. And far as I'm concerned, this was ridiculous. You always have to have safety first, but in Hollywood, money first. And it's not just Hollywood, big business everywhere. So this case just really breaks my heart still. Right. I'm never going to watch this movie. I don't care. I just got the worst feeling about it. And I'm not going to do it. Some will say, oh, this helps Elena's family and everything, I just can't stomach it. It just not for me. But I think in general, when we see these cases, what's going to happen? And I'll give you the first thing. What do you think is going to happen with Alec Baldwin?
I don't think he's going to do any jail time. I don't think he's going to prison. I think he probably has the best lawyer money can buy. I think he should have taken the plea deal, but I guess in his mind, if he had taken it, that would be admitting guilt, which, as James said, I don't think he's that type of person. But I don't see him doing jail time. I do think, though, if it's a civil case that comes after this, he will be paying. Yeah, I think money-wise, I think that's where they're going to get him. But I don't see him doing jail time. Do you?
I don't either. I think that he's going to get off, which makes me sick. But I think he is going to get off. He's just, if I were his lawyers, I would just say, shut up. Let's go to the, every big-time lawyer that I've seen says the best thing to happen to him was getting Hannah Gutierrez-Reed convicted. And now, so she's now the scapegoat. She's the one, because every time there's something negative being talked about, they say, well, it's Hannah. So, and here you have emails that show, hey, you're not, I don't care about the armor. You got to get the, help this prop lady get the props out. I mean, that's the, that was their mentality towards, towards the safety of the people. And just, this is such a heartbreaking case. Reminds me of the Brandon Lee case, which is a little bit different, but, and the Vic Morrow with the Twilight Zone, God, just no one should ever die in a movie. This is just insane.
It's very heartbreaking, especially for her son, who was very young and didn't deserve to lose his mom this way. And now this movie comes out. I don't see how that helps him at all.
Yeah, I don't think this is going to end up the way some of you want, and the way I wish he could get convicted at the start. I really thought he's, you know, he pulled the trigger, blah, blah, blah. But the way these things are, and the way the legalese, I've talked to lawyers and seen lawyers' responses, I truly think he's going to get off, and he's going to come out, and he's not going to shut up. Because remember the last time when they let him off on social media, they were posting multiple times a day. It just got annoying, him and his wife. And I just makes you sick. But RIP to Helena Hutchins. We're still going to follow this unbiasedly, which is difficult, but we are. We're just going to give you the facts. And those are just a few of the tidbits that we got. Check out our past ones. And we hope that you guys all enjoy it. We have a lot of true crime that we're going to be doing. There's a lot of cases that we think are very unjust and very strange.
And that we want to cover.
Yep, that we're going to cover. So we're thinking of doing this once or twice a month and go back to that, which was pretty popular. You guys liked it. So Karen, have a great week, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye.